Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Hey, Realtors. On your way to a listing presentation, Zillow Showcase helps you stand out with sellers by putting their listing and your brand in the spotlight on Zillow. With Zillow Showcase, your listings can get prioritized placement, astonishing performance, and exclusivity. Showcase is designed to not exceed 10% of listings in a market. Don't wait to give your business the premium marketing and branding treatment it deserves. Visit showingtimeplus.com/Spotify to get started with Zillow Showcase.
This episode is brought to you by Coffee Mate. Coffee Mate is the world's biggest coffee lover because we love all the ways you enjoy. Wait. Coffee Mate can't love coffee more than me. I'm a foodie. I went to Kyoto just for a nitro matcha latte. What? Oh, I have to finish the ad. Coffee Mate, for the love of coffee.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $1,500 off select appliances from top brands like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances, like the LG Smart Top Load Washer with easy unload angled front so you can reach every last sock. Right now, get up to $1,500 off select appliances in-store and online with Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid August 22nd through September 11th. U.S. only. See store online for details. America's most reliable line of appliances per independent study.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Hi, guys. We just finished watching Orange County, and
I'm so excited. There's a new Housewives show back on, y'all.
But look how they do it at 9 p.m.
I know. I feel like that's kind of normal, though. Sometimes it's 8, sometimes it's 9.
But I prefer 9.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, I hate it at 9.
But then on Sundays for Jersey at 8 p.m., we, like, have a problem with it. So.
Yeah, but to me, it's because it's Sunday. Like, I just, maybe. But I'd rather just get out of the way at 8.
I don't know. I like that it's at 9. But, you guys, we did a Peggy interview. So, do you guys remember Peggy? She was Arminian. She was rich. She was on season 12 of Orange County. So we actually did like a video when we did the interview, and the stuff she said, like, me and Chantel were shook about. So
I know you guys will have to like see our reactions and our faces because it's
oh my gosh. Yes. And her brother's on. Oh, wait, you cut off. What was that?
I said you get to see like our reactions and stuff, which is fun because you never really get to see us.
Yeah. Well, then her brother is also on Jeff Lewis, and she, like, went in on that whole situation, which was, like, shocking. So, I don't know. There was a lot in that interview that I was like, holy hell. So, stay tuned for that. I think we're going to post that early next week. If you're on our Patreon, you will get it way earlier, ad-free on VIP. But stay tuned because that interview, because our goal is we want to interview former OC Housewives now that OC is back. And I, like, finished that interview and I was like, that was good, dude. That was really, really good. So,
yeah, it's always interesting, like, always hearing anybody's perspective of like how they got on the show, like what they felt, like how they were edited, what did production do, how were the girls to them, especially OC really, like, these girls are all about the show, you know.
Yeah,
it's so interesting to see.
Yeah. I'm actually, so if anyone's like me who's watching Love Island USA, I'm literally dying because today is such like a crazy episode. So I'm dying because we had to watch OC and it came on the same time that Love Island did. And then we have to record. And I'm literally going to stay up until 2 a.m. watching Love Island.
I'm just so shook that you're like caught up, that you're actually like watching
it
caught up.
So, Chantel, it is, first off, it is viral. It is so good. So I'm sure like all our listeners are watching
No,
it, so.
I mean, I'm like the Love Island queen, but I'm just shocked
but
that
you're UK Love Island
okay,
queen.
Everyone was UK. No one started watching.
Right.
USA
exactly.
Until the season.
No, exactly.
I'm just saying I'm shocked that you're actually caught up. Like, you're literally watching like week or day by day. Like,
because
that's
I'm also on TikTok and like TikTok is annoying in the sense where everyone puts everything out there. So I hate watching these clips and I'm not caught up. So that's why I like catch up before I go on TikTok, because it's annoying, because it's like everyone's putting it out there, like clips from the episode. So yeah,
no, I mean, I'm for sure going to watch it, but I'm just going to wait till it's done.
Yeah. I do have Jack's birthday on Saturday. Chantel thought my son Jack is turning 2. Chantel thought it was his birthday today and she was so scared. Her heart like sank.
Well, no, because like I need to put their birthdays on my phone, because like it's harder to remember. But you like randomly FaceTime me with Jack in there. I'm like, wait, is it his birthday?
Yeah, you got scared. And I have a wedding that Saturday. I'm actually really proud of myself though, because oh my gosh. So I need to get my makeup done. My sister-in-law is going to do it, but there was like someone that this just happened though, but there was someone who does an amazing job with makeup. I usually go to someone else, but like she is booked and I'm not like close with these people that I'm going to their wedding, but she like usually works from home, but she works at a salon. And she was like, hey, just so you know, I was like, she had an availability for Saturday. And she was like, just so you know, it's $105. So at the salon. And I was like, usually I would just be like, okay, that's fine. But I am not close with these people that I'm going to this wedding. It's like my husband's best friend's brother. And so like, we're not going to stay long, like nothing like that, you know, just like go out of respect and like, you know, it's their wedding. It's great. All that. And I usually, Chantel will be like, okay, that's fine. But I literally was like, okay, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Yeah, no, good. Like, I swear I came to see
people. I'm proud of myself. It just happened. So I'm proud of myself. Yeah, but she understood. She's so understood. She's like, I know at my house, like when I do it at my house, it's like way cheaper. And she was like really cool about it.
No, I was annoyed about the other days. Like, another hairstylist convinced me to get this treatment done. You know, I've been doing treatments in my hair for a long time, but I told myself, like, no more treatments because I don't want the toxic stuff. And he got me on saying that it's, like, not toxic. It's formaldehyde-free, all these things. And I haven't gotten a treatment done since last November. And my hair has been atrocious, okay? You guys, I have really, really curly, like, nappy, thick hair. Rexia knows. And So I was like, let me do it. But I was like to him, dude, I don't want to do it. Like, how much money is that? Like, I asked him, like, I was proud of myself for asking him.
Well, because the last time you did a treatment, it was like $600.
Yes, exactly.
You didn't think it was going to be that much.
Yeah. So I'm so over these freaking people. Mm-hmm. If you guys are hairstylists out there, you guys have really just like, you guys took inflation to the next mother freaking level. Okay.
But it's just not a good time for anybody right now. So it's like, there was a TikTok trend also where people were like saying like, the reason we don't get our hair done and the hairstylists aren't as busy is because like, we can't afford you right now. So,
yeah, but I swear, no, like the way that our like hairstyles and all the blow dries and treatments have gone up, like it's just shocking.
Yeah.
Like I used to, you know, get $20 blowouts. Now I have to pay like $55. So like I get them once a month, you know, it's so annoying. But
yeah, I just do my own hair. Like I'm doing my own hair for this wedding, which is shocking for me to say.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
But yeah. So he's like to me, you know, no, I'll do it for you for like, he's like, you have short hair right now. Like I'll do it for you for like $250. And I'm like,
hell no.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Like, you know, so, which is fine. Like me and you pay $200 for our Brazilians usually.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, this is like a, you know, whatever. Well, let me try it. It's new. You guys, I go up there. He still charged me $400. I'm such a little bitch. I didn't say shit. I didn't say anything. I know. I just couldn't.
But if he literally told you $250,
he told me $250 like a month ago. So it's like, I was like, maybe he doesn't remember. And like he said, like me, I don't know. This is why I can't do it, you guys. I can't do it.
Wow. Well, usually I'm telling you guys, usually I'm a bitch and usually I'll just be like, okay. But then I was like, dude, I am not even going to stay long at this wedding. Like this is like, you know, we're not very close. Like there's no way. I'm probably not going to get one picture. Like there's no way I'm paying that much for makeup. I don't pay that much for makeup ever. So I was like, holy hell, that's not happening.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like having like what we have to pay for nowadays for all this stuff is stupid.
And we have a lot of weddings. So it's like,
yeah, I've learned like I do my own makeup because of this reason. I usually will try to get my hair done, but like even that, it's like, I need to start to learn.
No, I've like started to learn how to do my hair if I just don't rush it. So I'm like, whatever. And I like my like one girl doesn't do it anymore. So I'm just like, whatever, I'll just do it myself. But anyway, sorry, I'm like going so off topic. We need to talk OC.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm sorry, but this just happened. So I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm really proud of myself.
Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Whether it's for your husband, baby daddy, or father figure, our friends at Manscaped have crafted the total package. Whether it's for the boys downstairs, his beard, or even the best pair of underwear out there, Manscaped has all of his bases covered. True story, I always wear Vail's boxers to bed. I don't know what it is. It's almost so much more comfortable for me to wear boxers than to wear pajamas or even just like girl underwear. The boxers 2.0 were designed with a simple mission to make the most comfortable boxers a man could buy, or woman, hey. It starts with a jewel pouch, a dedicated space that cradles your stones in place with a perforated performance fabric for extra breathability. And it's approved by me, who always wear my man's boxers to bed. And when I see when he's wearing them, I just love it. And he would die if I was saying this, you know, out loud. But trust me, girls, it's the best. So if you guys want Manscaped, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TRH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code TRH.
But yeah, I thought OC premiere was a phenomenal episode. It's literally why I watch like Real Housewives, why I love Real Housewives. This was like a 10 out of 10 episode for me. I thought the whole thing was so good, so interesting. It wasn't like overly produced or anything. Like, I do feel like there's real feelings, there's real hurt, and it's not like overly produced, like how we feel like New Jersey is. So, I thought it was good, but I did love seeing Shannon at Jen's yoga studio. People like who do yoga to me are skilled. I just have no patience for it. We talked about it. I can't do stuff like that.
Yeah, no, yoga is hard too, because like, you know, after like the 30-minute mark, like I'll get bored.
Yeah. And Jen and Tamara are apparently moving past everything that has happened. And I really hope this is true, because Jen is so kind-hearted that even after everything, she wants to keep it light with her and she just wants to move forward with Tamara. So
yeah,
I hope Tamara doesn't burn her.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that was a smart move for her. It's like, okay, like let's have fun. But, you know, it's like, I don't trust you. You know, I'm watching you, basically. And,
yeah.
And I like that.
I feel like that's everyone on the cast with Tamara, though.
Yeah, I know. But, it like, really they don't is. But they don't act like that. But, like, we'll see what happens with Jen, you know? But
yeah.
It's, like, most of the time, like, Heather will say things like that, but then she doesn't act like it.
They well,
act
but like not really. Like, time. Heather, like, the way Tamara treated Heather last season was crazy. And they're buddy-buddy. So it's, like, you know, Tamara, you don't want to be on Tamara's bad side. You really don't. So, I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like they'll act like they're not going to trust him, and all of a sudden they're like best friends with her. And it's like, yeah, what happened?
Yeah. By the way, I will say Emily is funny how she clowns on Shane, because Shane is like such a clownable person to clown on. I don't even know if that makes sense. But like when she said she was like, you know, I could lift Shane or something. I don't know. Like she made fun of him a couple times and I was literally laughing out loud over it. So
yeah, they have a funny relationship.
Yeah. She just clowns on him and he just like takes it. So it's funny.
This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care. For over 30 years, Merrick has crafted high-quality dog food. Since our founding in Hereford, Texas, we prioritized whole nutrition with deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient in every dry dog food recipe. That's why we say real is our recipe. Real ingredients and homestyle flavors your pet loves, all to fuel more real time together. Look for Merrick online or in your local pet store.
The land down under has never been easier to reach. United Airlines has more flights between the U.S. and Australia than any other U.S. airline, so you can fly nonstop to destinations like Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. Explore dazzling cities, savor the very best of Aussie cuisine, and get up close and personal with the wildlife. Who doesn't want to hold a koala? Go to united.com/Australia to book your adventure.
Seriously, Diane, was Colgate your secret to winning best smile back in high school?
Yep, and it still is. I even work overnight.
Huh?
Colgate's Optic White Overnight Whitening Pen works overnight. So after 1 week, I can show up confident and reunion ready.
And here I was, bragging about my kids.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Starbucks Iced Apple Crisp Oat Milk Shake and Espresso. Made with blonde espresso, creamy oat milk, and spiced apple flavors. It's an icy crisp sip you can enjoy all autumn long. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
So Shannon's new rental looks so nice, and the Diet Coke in the house is such a big deal. If you haven't watched Shannon's first season, you need to go back. She was so crazy about everything. I don't even think she had Wi-Fi in her house because of radiation. Everything was natural. Like, she was a nut. So for her to have Diet Coke is truly crazy.
Shocking. Like, she's like my, like, I look up to her for all this, like, weird ass stuff that she does, and I'm literally shocked she had Diet Coke.
Yeah, she's like more lenient now.
I love all her daughters.
Me too. So she's sitting down with her daughters, and she wasn't able to visit one of her daughters in her first semester of school because of what happened with the DUI. And, you know, that's very, very sad. I mean, Jen even made a good point that, like, you know, she was saying when she spoke about Shannon, she's like, you know, I do have a soft spot for Shannon because she's already down, and basically she doesn't want to kick someone when they're down. And I do hate on any of these shows, like, even if, like, they're in the wrong, if everyone's coming for one person, I always feel bad for them.
Yeah. You know, it's hard because, like, I think we've said it before. I've always had, like, mixed feelings with Shannon. Like, one
Me
season
too.
I like her, the next season I don't. One season I like her. You know, already from this episode, I am liking her. I feel like, you know.
I know. And are we feeling guilty that we like her? I don't know.
No, because, you know what? Like, we know people. Like, our first cousin got a DUI. Like, we know people who've gotten DUIs. It's not the right thing to do, but it's, like, they're not bad people. So it's, like. You know,
yeah,
they got
a terrible
lucky.
Mistake.
Yeah, and they got and you know, the one thing that I've always will remember is, like, they said at one of our cousins, like, court things is, like, the only difference between you and someone else is that you got lucky that you didn't hurt someone, you know? So, like, that, and, like, Shannon, like, even watching her and Watch What Happens Live, like, she knows, like, she's so grateful that she didn't hurt somebody because she doesn't know how she'd be able to move on. So, like, you know, I feel like she's taking herself accountable, she's doing all the right things, but one thing that I just needed to say is, like, this needed to happen so that she can get out of this stupid ass toxic relationship.
Well, so we find out Tamara left the Tres Amigos show because Shannon was still drinking after the DUI. Tamara says she lost respect for her. Shannon says a lot of people didn't reach out, and she's shocked they haven't reached out, knowing John is dating Alexis. I just feel like Tamara is that person, like, when someone is, you know, like, on the down, like, she will take advantage of that. And that's one thing about Tamara that I don't like.
And that's so messed up, though, because it's like, you guys, you're supposed to be her good friend. Like, she should be the one to be able to call you.
And you're, like, telling a story about how she, like, was looking around and, you know, like, looking to see if anyone was looking because she didn't want anyone to know she was drinking. And here you are telling all of America that.
And hold her accountable. I think that's another thing. It's like, just hold her accountable and be a good friend to her, but also tell her what's right and what's wrong, you know? And then second of all, it wasn't just her on this Tres Amigos tour. There was a third person, Vicky. So it's like, you screwed over two people.
Yeah, exactly. John just seems to me like the most toxic guy who always blames Shannon for everything. And sometimes I do think women act a certain way because a man made them that way. So 10 days after she got the DUI, he says, like, you ruined my life, my family's life. But then he dates Alexis Bellino, who conveniently is coming back on the show.
Yeah, no, it's this guy is the most, like, ridiculous being. And, like, I just can't wait for the day that Alexis is still on the show and she can, like, vouch for it. And, like, her and Shannon like, team up.
I know. Can we talk about Heather's new home? Like, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Like, Heather is the reason why, you know,
I watched the show.
Yes. Uh-huh. Like, I miss Heather and Terry. Like, I love them. I love everything she does. I'm sorry. Just do.
I can't wait to see the before and after.
I know. It's going to be ridiculous.
I mean, I love Terry. He's a supportive husband. He doesn't want to see Heather go through what she went through last year. When we met Terry at BravoCon, you could tell he was so upset with how Heather was treated. But he doesn't say anything or involve himself. But, like, he just has his eyes open. He is one of my favorite husbands. We got asked on Patreon who we'd want to interview, like, out of the husbands. And actually, we forgot to mention Terry Dubrow.
Yeah, I know. He'd be great to interview.
Yeah.
He was super nice, too.
So nice. Yeah.
And so was Heather.
Yeah, so nice. So Gina goes to Emily's house. I forgot about Gina for a minute. Like, this whole, I was like, oh my God, Gina's still on the show. And she says that, like, the former housewife, Elizabeth's brother, ran into Shannon, who had a full cart of booze weeks after her DUI. I mean, Shannon has balls doing that, if that is true, because there is, like, Instacart, there is DoorDash. I mean, not a good look. She shouldn't even be drinking, but, I mean.
But again, like, okay, think about her cousin who got a DUI. Did she stop drinking? Like, no, she didn't. Like, and she's not an alcoholic, you know? So, like, it's like,
no, she's not
why are people expecting her to not drink just because she got a DUI?
I just think because our life has been such a mess, though.
Yes.
Like, our cousin's life has not been a mess at all.
Yeah, that's true. So, like, maybe she doesn't, like, her friends, like, they all accused her of having a drinking problem. So, like, yeah, I do agree that, why are you still drinking when, like, you know, you probably should be taking a break?
Or, like, making it so public, like, calm down, okay? Maybe that's something you hide in your closet. Like, I mean, I don't condone you drinking, but, like, Jesus. So Gina's having relationship issues, and it has to do with Travis's ex. And anytime people bring that stuff up, I'm like, I always want to hear their side, like the ex. But Gina also needs to upgrade her house with, like, the kids growing up, but they can't afford it. Like, she doesn't do well enough, which, like, it's always weird to see someone like that on The Real Housewives. But obviously, like, her ex was very successful until they got divorced. What do you think about her wanting to upgrade the house and, like, them not being able to afford it with all their kids?
I feel really bad. You know, I think it's, like, the one time I'm like, whoa. And, like, and I think for her to, like, sit there and be vulnerable about that and, like, have to tell your, like, boyfriend that you don't want to break up, but it's like, hey, I want my own space. I think that takes a lot of balls.
So, I mean, she thinks they should live separate, but I agree with Emily that she's most likely outgrowing her relationship.
Yeah, but they're still together now. So, like, maybe
they are. Okay.
Yeah. So, like,
I know nothing about Gina.
Yeah. So, like, maybe they didn't, maybe this was right for them. And, you know, you just sometimes need that space.
Yeah. I love Ryan. You guys know this. And I love Ryan and Jen's. Yeah. I love Ryan and Jen's relationship. When we met them, Ryan at BravoCon, Ryan was so supportive of her. He was so sweet with her. He truly is Jen's biggest fan. Plus, the interview we did with Ryan was absolutely my favorite interview. You guys need to go back and listen to it if you haven't. But it sounds like Jen is going through a lot financially, especially with her ex not following through the payments. And her dad and Ryan are, like, stepping up, helping her catch up. And Ryan does have a solution because she's being evicted and he's like, I want you to move in, bring the kids. And she has a lot of kids. She has five, right? I think she has five.
Yeah.
And that's very serious. But Jen is very much like a what if person. And I don't blame her for that. But Ryan is positive and he wants to make her feel secure and taken care of. And I appreciate men like that.
Yeah, I feel so bad for Jen, though, to have to figure that, like, that kind of stuff out is so stressful. And it's like, where am I putting these people?
Right.
I think on Watch What Happens Live, Kate Upton, because, like, I think they asked her, like, what's your opinion on this? And she was like, you know, like, she's like, I would move in. She needs to put a roof around her kid's head. Like, she was, like, so concerned.
I want to watch Kate Upton. She seemed really into the show.
She was so into it. She, like, loved it. She, like, was saying, like, the craziest things, you know? So,
yeah.
She was like, she needs to move in just for her kids to have a roof over their head. Like, who cares about Ryan? Yeah, just move in, yeah. Girl. Like, save the money. Like, it was so funny.
Yeah, but she's trying to think of her kids. I don't know. I just feel like she has, like, a really, really good heart. So Heather's throwing a party and inviting Alexis and tells Emily about it. Obviously, that's hard for Shannon. Alexis then joins the dinner with Emily and Heather. And Heather says Alexis has gone through a lot. You know, like, she recently lost her mom, which is horrible. And she wants to be there for her. But it's, like, also, like, low-key, like, you know, Heather. Like, she lost her mom. It's so sad. But it's, like, also a way of, like, introducing Alexis on why she's coming back to the show. Because, you know, if she wasn't on the show, it's not like Heather would be hanging with her like that. But
yeah,
it is kind of weird that John was going to the Quiet Place knowing Shannon is always at that restaurant. And then he meets Alexis. And I don't think Alexis owes Shannon anything. What I think has been the issue is how insensitive Alexis has been to Shannon.
Yes.
Yeah, like how she's been so public with John. Like, have you seen the photos of them?
Yeah, no, I know. And like...
That's all John complained about when it came to his relationship with Shannon. So that's phony of John. And if you guys go and watch Below Deck, Alexis was in an episode of Below Deck with her ex-boyfriend after Jim Bellino, and she acted the same way that she does with John with this ex. So Alexis is the type who gets, like, love bombed or who's just, like, over the top with her men.
Yep.
But it's insensitive.
Yeah, very. No, I remember you saying that, and I watched the episode. It was so cringe. Like, it was so cringe.
Someone sent us a clip of it.
Oh my God, we need to put it up. But you know, like, I think like you said, it's like the insensitivity. Like, me and you both have said we would love to see Alexis come back. We'd love to see Gretchen come back. We wanted to see them. But then also, it's like, and now it's like, I wish that because, like, you know, maybe she would have come and put Tamara in her place, but, like, clearly, like, all she's doing is, like, being such a brat and, like, being, like, not cool at all. And, like, it's just, like, mean girl vibes. And it's just, it's like, how have you not grown up? You have kids. Like, I'm just confused.
But she acts like this with every man she's with. It's just what she does. So Alexis gets very defensive with Emily because she heard Emily say on a podcast that John is a douche for filming. And Alexis is like, where have you heard bad things about John? From a drunk? And Emily's like, no, I've literally seen things myself.
The last 3 years.
Yeah. And I do think it's funny that Alexis is coming guns blazing with a man she's been dating for a month. But again, like I said, Alexis, like, go watch that Below Deck episode. Like Chantal said, very, very cringe. It's just how she acts with her men. Anyway, so
yeah, I think this was so much more worse for her. Like, I don't know what I was expecting, but like, I feel like we all knew the rumors that she was going to be on. She's gonna be a friend of, you know, like she's dating the ex, but like she came in guns blazing. It was not a good look for her.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Tamara's daughter, Sophia, is all grown, and she's just, like, such an 18-year-old. But I will say I really dislike tattoos. So my husband got a tattoo at 17. His mom said that it'll be the biggest regret of his life getting this tattoo. It's, like, a cross with his last name on his back. And literally every single day he says it's his biggest regret. Like, he says it's his biggest regret. Like, half the time when we're at the pool, he's like, I want to wear a shirt. Like, I hate this tattoo, but I know it would, like, kill me to get it removed. And he says it's, like, his biggest regret. And his mom was like, I told you. Like, I just feel like when you grow, like, for example, like, even when I'm watching Love Island and I see how Rob acts on Love Island US, and he, like, constantly, like, rolls his eyes, like, and it's so cringe and childish. And I can just imagine him in 10 years looking back at those episodes and saying, like, this was so cringe of me. But I don't know. So I'm just definitely not a tattoo person.
I'm not either. I don't have any. You have a tattoo. Do you forget about it?
Yeah, let's try to forget about it. It's, yeah, like, and exactly, like, I regret it. It's behind my neck. No one could even see it. And it was, like, when I was dating my, like, husband, you know, who's my boyfriend at the time. And
after 2 months, you guys.
No, it was, like, not after
no, 2 months. No, it was, like, 2 months. Like, Roxanne was acting like Alexis Bellino and Jim, whatever his name is, or, I mean, Jan.
John. Yeah, dude, she's lying. It was not after 2 months.
No, it was.
I swear to God, it was not after 2 months. She's a freaking liar. But, yeah.
She got his letter on her back of her neck.
Oh, my God. You guys, it's so embarrassing. And, like, but thank God my maiden last name is with a J.
Yeah. So,
and no one can see it because I never put my hair up.
No, so I've never. I don't think I've ever seen it since you got it.
No one see it. It's literally, like, a random, like, hairstylist will see it. Or, like, randomly, like, my mom saw it, like, years later. It's just so embarrassing. Oh my God. So yeah. So yeah, maybe I am Alexis, like, very gross. I don't know, but
Oh, you are Alexis for sure.
Okay, calm the fuck down. I'm definitely not Alexis at all. Like, ew. But anyways, yeah. Okay, thank God we're married, me and him. But anyone who ever asked me about it, I said I did it for my last name. Like, and that was it. I never admitted to it. So unless one of you guys were there and they would be like, no, you know why she got it?
Yeah.
Like, because I went with me and my cousins. And
I,
like,
know the real story.
Yeah, and she'll, like, expose it. So yeah. Anyways. It's interesting hearing Eddie tell Tamara that the relationship with Shannon isn't a good relationship and is very toxic, because Tamara could be toxic at times too. But, like, I mean, so far this episode, she's been fine. You know, I've been fine with Tamara.
And I liked seeing her with her daughter. Like, I think that's nice to see. And she was so excited that when she turned 18, her daughter can now film. And, like, you know, the ex has nothing to say about it. But
yeah. Simon also went through some, like, health stuff too. Simon is another husband I would actually like to interview.
Oh
yeah, he would totally be a husband that I would like to interview.
I feel like he's so, like,
he doesn't like this shit.
Yeah, like, I feel like also, so it's like, okay, like, he went to the extreme.
No, I feel like Simon got that short end of the stick. I really do feel like he got way more hate than he deserved, because I'm sorry, like, Tamara was a lot to deal with. At the end of the day, Tamara, like, was, like, talking to Eddie while she was, like, with Simon. So I do think that he got the short end of the stick, where people were just like, he's controlling, blah, blah, blah. But, like, Tamara was, like, good with how he was for so long, you know, until she got on the show.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to know that Tamara and Simon are good. I heard that they're good. And, like, when he went through that health scare, she was very supportive of that. So that's great. Especially, like, for their kids, even though I know that Tamara's oldest kid. I don't know. I don't want to say anything about her because I don't know if they talk yet or not. I hope they do.
She made it seem like in the show up to this point, like, and this was in January, they still haven't talked.
Oh, she did? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, yeah. She said she was crying. Okay. She's like, I still haven't talked to her. And, you know, like.
What? I missed that whole thing. Oh, okay. My God.
Well, yeah. She's like, and then she, to the daughter, she was like, I know you don't want me to talk about it. And she's like, yeah, I don't. Like, you know, like, talk to your therapist about it.
Did she say that?
Yeah. Like, she's like, basically talk to your therapist about it.
Oh, because, you know what? I ended up forwarding it. I did end up forwarding it.
Oh.
And I just forwarded it because, like, I felt like I was behind because I was with Elle and I was feeding her and changing diapers. And then I was, like, writing notes. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be so behind. And me and Chantal have to do, like, Patreon episodes as well. So I did forward it. But I did only – the part that I kept was when she was like, yeah, like, have you talked to Dad? And she was like, I don't want to talk about it. Because she, like, knows what, like, Tamara's doing, dude, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so Alexis is on her way to Heather's party, and she's saying that, you know, she's tired from having sex so many times. Again, someone give me the clip of the Below Deck, because this is how she acted, again, on the Below Deck episode. We meet Katie. I like Katie's personality. She seems outgoing. She seems cute and bubbly. She's younger. I like her.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, we haven't seen that much of her, so, like, let's see what she says.
Yeah. I'm always excited for Heather's parties because that's why I watch the show, because, you know, I wish I had friends who threw parties like this. So, like, I live through, like, Heather's life. And...
No, I literally love her parties. She literally, like, Tamara, like, you know, did that thing with her pantyhose, and she's like, do you want me to send someone out to get you tight? Like, how does she just have someone that will just go out and get new tights for her? Like, I just live for her life.
Like, I would literally kiss Heather's ass to be her friend. I'm kidding. Anyways, so Gina's mad at Jen because Jen reached out to her to get this property, and now she's falling behind because of her husband, and Gina's mad. But to me, like, okay, I don't know if people are going to disagree. Gina went through a divorce herself, and I feel like she could have been more understanding. This obviously isn't Jen's fault. Like, her ex is supposed to, he agreed to pay. He's not paying. Clearly, he said he was going to pay. And, like, Gina should be happy that they're, like, using her. I mean, even Elizabeth, like, is using her. She's a new realtor. There's so many experienced realtors in OC. And I just felt like that was, like, so fucked up for her to be, like, really upset about. I get why it's frustrating, but you have no control over that, you know?
No, I thought that was really weird. I think that's, like, very, like, unprofessional. Like, stop being immature about it. Like, sometimes that happens. Like,
yeah,
it's, like, awkward to have to talk about your friend, but just be there and, like, you know, act professional.
Be understanding. Like, imagine what she's going through. Like, she thought that she could do this, and imagine what she's going through. Imagine how stressful it does look, very stressful. And be happy that she even used you. It's not like you did this for free for her. So just shut up, you know? This is, like, when I start not liking Gina. Also, I need this production team to run Jersey because it's just, like, so high quality.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What do you think about Alexis claiming that she's so thankful for her friendship with Tamara now? It seems like a friendship of convenience to me.
Oh, yeah, it's so fake. Like, just wait.
Mm-hmm. I know. Shannon arrives last, and Shannon's looking good, you guys.
She looks great. Even tonight on Watch Women's Live, she looked unreal. Like, she literally is aging backwards, which is weird.
I swear to God, the way to a woman looking the best they've ever looked is a breakup.
Oh, I know, 100%.
Literally, it is a breakup. It is a divorce. Like, that woman will look like $1 million, a million times better than what she did in that relationship.
I think her problem is that she carries, like, you know, it's like, it's probably because all the time she goes to this damn, like, you know,
natural doctor.
Yeah, like, she carries all of her, like, thoughts and worry on her face. Like, all her emotions are always in her body, in her face, on her face, whatever. And so, like, the minute she doesn't feel that stress, like, she does look great.
Yeah, yeah. Shannon arrives last, which, like, that's Bravo's doing. And she even apologizes to Gina. She says she doesn't want to hurt people. And Gina's, like, shook by this. Shannon's
so dramatic.
Yeah. I will say, I don't like Gina very much. She looks really good.
Yeah, no, she looks good too.
It's crazy, like, what a glow up this show will do for people. Like, or just, like, what TV will do for you when you see yourself on TV.
Yeah, or Ozempic.
Yeah, that's true. Shannon was so ready to confront Alexis, and I don't blame her because I feel like I would do the same thing. If I know I'm going to film with this girl, it's going to be awkward. It's let me get over it and just have a chat with her.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. Like, let's get out of the way. Let's do it.
And I'm very confrontational in my, like, personal life. Like, if there's something, I'd rather just talk about it.
Yeah, I'm not confrontational, but, like, if someone came up to me, it'd be better.
Yeah. Shannon says she lost 300K from the Jimbalino case, so she's not looking to be best buddies. And she obviously doesn't want to also be best buddies after the fact that she's dating John. But Alexis says she's not asking for that. Alexis gets mad when Shannon interrupts her, and she's like in her confessional, listen, this has nothing to do with the lawsuit. It's because I'm dating her ex. But I do think it's because of both. Like, that really was a trying time for Shannon.
Yeah, I agree. But like, I wish that, like, you know, Shannon did like mention the ex, like, you know, she mentioned,
yeah,
him.
Like
it was
initially
weird that she came in and was like, you know, I don't like you basically because of your, you know, your other ex, you know, sued me. Like, it's like, really, like, I did agree with Alexis. Like, really, like, what really do you want to talk to me about right now?
Alexis wants her to move on, and she's like, I don't care to talk about the case, get over it. She was very, very savage, I'm not gonna lie.
No, she was a little crazy.
I was a little scary, you guys. I was with her, and she walks away, and I'm like, what an episode. Thank you, Bravo. Like, sometimes I wonder and I get worried, and I'm like, Bravo, maybe the Housewives is done with. And then a season like Orange County like this comes back, and I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
It's like back to its like old roots and stuff, and I don't know. I really enjoyed this episode. So I'm going to give this episode a 10 out of 10, to be quite honest.
Okay, wow.
But I want you guys to stay tuned for our Peggy interview. You guys are going to really, really like that interview. And I'm so excited for that interview.
I love that interview. And I feel like, you know, I wish Peggy would come back.
I know. I would like to see her come back. And she explains why it would make sense for her to come back. But she talks about a lot. So, yeah, I think that's all that we have for today's episode. We just wanted to cover OC. We hope you guys enjoyed our recap. And if you guys aren't watching OC or you haven't, I suggest watching. Someone on our Patreon suggested this. Like, watch all the reunions from the previous OCs to be caught up because it recaps everything. And then watch this one.
Yep. We'll see you next week.
Have a great day, guys. We'll see you for Jersey. Stressful Jersey. All right. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.